Blog Talk Radio.
My Lord, peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. How are y'all doing this wonderful evening? How was your day? You know what? I don't get to do this very often, but today I had the opportunity to where I did not have to do anything. Well, actually, I took the opportunity not to do anything. I relaxed all day. Yet while doing so, I thought about how in the day we have to go through battles continuously. Last night I was talking about how my mother had a tendency of making it so that regardless to what she had to come up against, she would continuously work toward the perfecting matter of holiness. She had it so well down pat until literally many people called her an angel. I used to say to people, you don't know who she is. Because, you know, she also had a tendency of disciplining us. And I thought her discipline was something that was against the rules, to be completely honest with you. Yet I come to find out as I got older that her discipline was a necessity because she wanted to make sure that we did right as much as possible. She used to tell us that a man is a man and he must stand as a man at all times. And as a man, you stand for what's right. As a man, you don't be afraid to stand alone. As a man, you make sure that not only do you look out for your own interests, but you look out for the interests of others. As a man, you treat your woman with the greatest of love and respect, support, and make sure that you allow mercy and grace, that of patience, to hang around your neck. As a man, you are to make it certain that if you have children, you raise them in a way that they come to see who God is. As a man, you show them the reality of who Jesus is and how they are to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, meaning to take on the responsibility of living a life that would image that of Christ. And that if you did that as a man, the results would be astounding. As a matter of fact, she would say, not only will the results be astounding, you will find that even if your children did not do it, even if your woman did not appreciate it, even if your friends did not take advantage of it, it didn't matter because due to the reality of you living it, you're already ahead of the game. And I used to say hogwash because everybody that I knew outside of my mother into mess, talking behind people, back stealing, robbing, you know, all this stuff. But for some reason, my mother felt as though that it was not a necessity to follow what people did, but to let people know that she's following Christ so that people can have the opportunity to know how to become leaders in Christ because they became a follower of Christ. And I am so overjoyed with her teaching because I know that her teaching came from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm so overjoyed with her being the type of person that she had been until now. I try everything I can to also follow Jesus Christ. The reason why is because of this. I'm going to read something to you, as a matter of fact. I'm outside. Let me go inside. Okay. Just let me get inside a little bit here and put my eyes on, get my glasses on. Yeah, well, when I say put my eyes on, I mean to put on my glasses. And I want to share something with you, okay? Check this out. This is Isaiah 59. It happens to be one of my most favorite. And the reason for that is because it is fantastic to know that God always uses people to correct us so that we have an opportunity to enjoy the goodness of his mercy, as well as enabling us to see that we can live a life that's filled with his righteousness. Okay, check this out. This is Isaiah 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor his ears heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquity have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue muttered perversity. No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. They hatch vipers' eggs and weave their spiders' webs. He who eats of their eggs dies, and from that which is crushed, a viper breaks out. Their webs will not become garment, nor will they cover themselves with their work. Their works are works of iniquity, and their acts of violence in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their path. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. My mother happened to be the type of woman who would say, regardless to what you do to me, I will not let you take away my peace. Because my peace wasn't given to me by you or the world, but by God. And because of the fact that I love God so much, I have chosen to not allow myself to live a life of iniquity, which has to do with crooked ways, which has to do with lies, which has to do with shedding blood. My ways I've chosen is that of righteousness. And literally, I have decided that since I have dominion over all things that has to do with me, I have put the deeds of my flesh to death. And I have moved into the spirit realm where my body, although you still see that it's here, my spirit is already in heaven. And the reason why is because heaven is where we originated, and I choose not to have a second home, although he gave me this temporary home so that I can tell you about the first home. She was something else. She was literally something else. I decided that it was a necessity to let it be understood that when God is correcting me, I know that the reason why he's doing so is because he wants me to do that which is in the image of him according to his ways, so that people can see that his way is better, that I can handle things in Christ that will cause grace to be able to reign over all situations, and that his love can flow through me on a level that regardless to whether you smack me, I know that I have the ability to turn the other cheek as opposed to turning my hand back on you, because I know that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has made it so that love covers a multitude of sins. Yet if I was to attack you because you attacked me, it's like both of us is having a sword. If you live by the sword, you shall die by the sword. It don't have to be a piece of metal. It can be that iniquity. It can be that pride. It can be the things that causes you to feel as though that you must puff yourself up. You must gain a reputation. So as opposed to allowing myself to do that, I have decided that I'm going to upset Satan, and the reason why is because I don't want to make it so that I cannot hear God. I don't want to make it so that he won't reach his hand out for me. I want to make sure at all given times that I have the ability to have access to him by my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. I've decided to do things his way, by using his truth, by living the life that he lived. And the reason why I've decided to do that is because there's no way that God would send his son down here to give us something that is less than what we've already been given by that of Adam biting the forbidden fruit. So he sent his son down here to show us how we can bite onto his life. Because my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said that if you was to eat of me, if you was to drink of me, then you have life. Then you have that which would allow you to live abundantly as opposed to living like that of a peasant. A peasant has to fight. A peasant has to protect everything. A peasant has to do all of the things so that they can say, I'm going to get mine. Whereas one who lives as a king or a queen, what happens is all you have to do is raise your hands up into the air and worship God in spirit and truth, and his love and his grace and his mercy, his beauty, everything, his treasures will just fall into your hand. You won't even have to snatch. As a matter of fact, you would just enjoy the ability to receive it. So you can beat on me if you wish. You can do that which you wish, because the reality is I come to see something that's very important to me. And now let's go to Psalms. Going to Psalms. We're going to start at 1. Psalms and 1. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Psalms and 1 starts off like this. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bears its fruit in its season. Now, we're just going to leave that just for a second, okay? Just for a second, and we're going to go to the fruits in which God is talking about. Let's go to Galatians 5:22. We're going to find that God only wants the very best for us, And unfortunately, because of the fact that we have so many things down here to have to deal with, we lose track of the reality of God's goodness. And we live as peasants as opposed to living as kings. But the moment that we have decided that we're going to allow ourselves to live as kings and take on the responsibility as a king, then we will teach people what a king has the ability to do by that of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, Galatians 5:22, but the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those are the fruits. Within your seed, within time, you will have the ability to reveal those things regardless to what is being revealed to you. I remember one time when a woman was trying to explain to me that it is a necessity for her to get out of homelessness because she's sleeping in a park and people are approaching her. And she said to me, I don't want to come out of character and do what I normally do, which is to hurt people because of the fact I don't want nobody to see that other side. And I said to her, that's the side that you actually are. She said, no, I'm not. I said, no, you cover it when you have the ability of some form of comfort. But when you're really being approached with the hard knocks, with the hard times, when you're really being tested, that's when the real you come out. Because if you happen to have been the person who was in the feet of the Spirit of God, then whatever you go through, you will reveal that wonderful God. You will reveal the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, faithfulness, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. You would allow yourself to reveal that because that became you. You see, what my mother was talking about, doesn't matter what they do to you. What matters is what you do that reveals who God is in you. And if you allow yourself that ability, then what happens is you'll come to find out about these things. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. That bears his fruit in his season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Whatever, not just because God enabled you by his word to win that battle, not because of the fact that you was able to, not only in a way to let Satan know that you belong to God, but because of the fact that you have allowed yourself to do what God is about, you become prosperous in everything, literally everything. The reason why is because you have to understand that when God blew his breath in us, he gave us himself. And when he gave us himself, he wanted nothing but the very best for us to have while we're still here in this second home. I call it my second home because the first home is actually in heaven. Because when he gave us himself, he gave us heaven. So our first home is actually heaven, although we're here on earth. So you will be prosperous, not only defeating the devil, you'll be prosperous in teaching people how to live as God. You'll be prosperous in showing people that God will bless you with many things because you live as the way he does. You will be prosperous because the reality of living with God, now I say living with him, I'm not talking about going to him. I'm talking about right now living with him because he's in you as you are in him. So you're living with him, and because you're living with him, what happens is you live as he does. You think as he does. You think of heavenly things. You think I'm kidding, right? Okay, let's go to Philippians. We're going to go to Philippians 4 and 8. Philippians 4 and 8. If we allow ourselves to understand who we are in Christ, we will never lose. regardless to what is being beaten on you, regardless to what life is beating on you. Here we go. It says, the title is Meditate on These Things. Finally, brother, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any consolation, any virtue, correction, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me. These do, and the God of peace will be with you. Now, Paul was actually talking to the Philippians, letting them know that regardless to whatever it is that I'm going through, has nothing to do with what I can do, because the reality is I can tell my mind that you're going to give God the glory regardless to the pain that I'm suffering, regardless to the hunger that I'm going through, regardless to my being shipwrecked, homeless, regardless to whether or not if I'm in prison, it doesn't matter. I can tell my mind that you belong to God. So whatever things is praiseworthy, even though I'm going through some things, I can still remember that I'm in a second home, which is actually my first home. So my body can be here, but my mind can be straight home. So y'all can do what you want. I remember a very long time ago, some things that I used to do, a woman said to me, she used to call me Daddy. She said, Daddy, the reason why I can have all of these men and all of them can have sex with me, that even though my body is there, my mind is not there. So I couldn't tell you who was this or that. I couldn't tell you these things. And the reason why is because while they were doing what they do, I was doing what I do, to bring it in the most lenient terms. You see, when we come to the reality that God is truly our Father, we'll also come to the reality that there's nothing on earth that can touch us. Nothing. When I say nothing, I mean literally nothing will be able to stop us, because we will know that just as Christ was given all power, he passed it to us. And he said, the reality is that you will be able to do even greater things than I. That's what my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did, that you will be able to do even greater things than I. Now, check this out. Let's go to James. Let's see what James is talking about that has to do with us having the ability to just enjoy the greatness of what God has for us. Check this out. I got to make sure, where am I? Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. This is James 4. I'm going to go to 8, okay? Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Clench your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Why did I give you that? Because of this. It only takes a second for you to start thinking about things that has to do with that which is of a peasant attitude. Yet if you allow yourself the ability to understand this reality, now let's go to, just going to go back a little bit, going to James. We're going to start at 1. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. We're going to start at 12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been proved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Crown, king, queen, yours, you can have it. Nobody can take it away. Only thing that can happen is you can give it away. Or I should say, you can make it so that you never receive it, because you got to first get it. And in order for you to give it, you have to be this. Now let's go back to 4, James 4. Do not speak evil of Excuse me. My apology. My deepest apology. I'm taking you somewhere you don't need to go. Give me 1 second. Thank you, Father God. Let's go to 122. There you go. This is still in James 122. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. See, when you allow yourself the ability to be a doer, as opposed to just hearing the word, what you're doing is you're allowing God's word to come through you, even in the worst time, especially in the worst time. You get to a point to where you can literally say, I got this. Father God, I got this. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That strengthens me to handle every situation in a manner that lets God know that I always have him in mind, that he's the head of my life. You know, many people have a tendency of saying that Jesus is the head of my life. Now, I got to be honest with you. Not too many people know what that really is about. Not too many people really understand that. The action shows differently, meaning that if Jesus was actually the head of your life, what would happen is everything that you resonate will resonate what Jesus is about, will show. As a matter of fact, I turned to a channel, right? And this is not me. It has nothing to do with me but the Holy Spirit. I turned to a channel because somebody said, don't turn to this channel. Me being me, I wanted to see why you're telling me that. And as soon as I did, I quickly turned away from it. And the reason why, because I know that it's something that Jesus would not watch. I knew that it's something he wouldn't take the time to get into. And the reason is this here. If you love God, you want to satisfy God in everything you do. Don't mean that you're going to do that 100%, because surely every day I got to say, God, forgive me. Every single day. But every day I'm moving toward that level of being able to say, like that of my mother, God, I love you so much. Not by my mouth, but by my action, so that I have the ability to maybe one day hear him say, in you, I am well pleased. That's what we should be wanting him to do. I am well pleased. Well, my beloved brothers and sisters, I love y'all. God bless you. Make it so that at all given times you bless God by showing God that you are the one who wants to love him in return for the love that he's been giving you all these days. God bless y'all. Take care. Bye-bye.